In studying frequency and emotion and looking for other sources in the scientific world that support what I'm teaching about the emotion, I came across a study at Princeton University where I'm not sure the name of the instrument that they placed all over the world, but it's basically a receiver. And this receiver records the electromagnetic emotional response in the earth. So it's waves of our emotion being recorded from many points on the earth, and it sends it back to Princeton and they study it. And so it's just the wave, like for example, when O.J. Simpson was not guilty, it peaked. When 9/11 happens, peaks. A major soccer, you know, world playoff, whatever, peaks. The Super Bowl. So they've been doing this for quite some time. Well, what they discovered is that before a major cataclysmic event like 9/11, where the whole world was focused, as early as 24 hours prior to that event, the frequency began to peak. So the question is, how did we know? How did the world know that we were about to experience something that was going to change the world? Because it's already out there in the frequency. The plans were already made in advance. Now, whether you realize it or not, your body receives that information and is responding to it on a subconscious level. The same thing happens. They did a study with a mama rabbit, and they took her babies and separated her from her babies, hooked the mother up to the electrodes, and one by one killed each little baby rabbit. And I know everybody always says, oh, when I tell this story, like they freak out, and I laugh a little bit because I don't mean to make you, I'm not laughing at the rabbits, I'm laughing at your response. But I can't tell you this and you not go, aw. But the mothers, when they hooked her up to all of these electrical instruments to record her, simultaneously her body responded to the death of each of her little baby rabbits.
Even though
she didn't see it, she was miles and miles away, like thousands of miles away.
Crazy.
So what was that teaching the scientist? Remember this thing I told you about the musical cord? There's one musical cord. What does a musical cord do? It resonates. It's a resonator. It has megahertz. And depending on the tension that string is tightened to and whatever capacity it's in as to the sound that it makes, right? And how you strike it or how you put pressure on it and strike it. When you play a guitar, you're putting pressure on the neck of the guitar on those strings and it makes a different sound. Well, that's the same thing that's happening in the earth, and we are all the instrument that has the musical cord in it. And what was so profound about that discovery is it did not take time nor space for that frequency to travel. For example, when we came here, we traveled from the airport up 93 to here, and it took time, and we traveled over space. It was a distance, right? So some frequencies require that, like sound. My sound is traveling from my heart, actually, first, through the breath, and then the sound travels on my breath through the vocal cords into the atmosphere and then into your ears. And it took time to do that. It's very fast, but it still took time. Emotions don't take time to travel. They're not bound by space and time. They're instantaneous. They're eternal. That's why he said the kingdom of God is in you. And the Bible also says eternity is in the heart of a man. So what is something that's eternal? Something that can't be measured. It can't be measured, meaning like, well, how much happiness did you have? Oh, I had 4 gallons. So you can't measure it because it transcends space and time. Now, they could measure the amp or the volume at Princeton. They were measuring the volume of the collectiveness of this frequency of our emotion that would peak before an event ever occurred as a precursor. And that's what they're studying. Can we prevent something in the future bad from happening? Can we warn people before something happens? Here's what they don't know. They don't know where it's going to happen.
So like mediums and psychics?
Oh, I'm sure that those people are in tune, way more in tune with their emotional side than what most of us are. Because when I work with a person and what somebody else may would call a miracle, A miracle just means something that's not explainable. So before I knew all this information, a lot of what I see appeared as a miracle to me. But now it doesn't appear as a miracle, it appears as science. Why? Because God created it, and now he gives me understanding, and I can see it. I can see it before it happens. So that is not a miracle to me. To someone else, it might appear as a miracle, but the definition of miracle means unexplainable.